enemy.
Start mashing harder. It's time for Breadcast.
Do do do. Do do do. Do do do. Do do. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. My bad. Welcome to another episode of Milty Breadcast. This is for Wednesday, January 18th, 2012, episode 16. I'm your host, Master Chivy, and with me is Mikado Fox, who thinks he's worth a jillion.
I'm the best.
Da-na-na.
I'm the best.
Da-na-na.
I'm the best. Sorry, enough of that.
Thank you for that musical interlude.
No problem.
Yes. Okay. Let's go right into the news from the get-go. First, the possibility for online distribution, according to Twitter replies that came to some of our forum members, namely Kusanagi and Eric, if I'm not mistaken, asking for standalone versions of current code. So what they mean by online distribution, we don't know exactly. That could be ordering the game and having it shipped to you, which I would hope not. Or if we're lucky and there's a miracle, actual online distribution via Steam or, I guess, whatever the hell else is available. So let's hope something comes for that, because there are a lot of us out there that want a standalone copy. So
there's a lot of us that want it on console, period.
Yeah. something that doesn't involve buying $200 worth of anime. Second, the version 1.2 patch is out there, and it's more or less fixing some netplay issues people had with it. The game's freezing, desyncing, etc. Also gives you ability to save replays, if I'm not mistaken. And fixes some typos here and there for you people who are really crying over the story being ruined from that. Sure.
I need to know how the game ends. Tell me.
I need to know. Third, final round trailer, courtesy of our Kamina. Hella hype. Hella awesome. Just watch it and go buy your tickets for final round and everything will be fine in PG.
No, it won't.
No, it won't, but it'll be acceptable. Maybe. Then we've got the continuation of the 5th anniversary vids from HO, which I think was the Christmas vids or something like that. It was last month. And they also include Kamidol. I hope I'm pronouncing
it.
Kamidol, whatever. Playing with Masao and my Japanese is horrible. Shachuo, in the 3-on-3 against a team of Ko, Kai Mato, and Yama Konbu. Yeah, I butchered the shit out of that.
AKA, no hope of getting out of that side of the bracket.
No, AKA, getting. AKA, shake their hands because. It's free.
It's like, oh, sweet, all right, we got to play against Kaimato's team. Kaimato didn't beat us? Sweet, cool.
Nice.
All right. See Veed word.
Check that out on our YouTube channel, please. Also, we've got Bill's compilation of articles for helping out the new guys in the community. The newest article being on Melty Blood Combo Theory, basically what to do from the 2A that starts off your combo to the various different endings your combo could result in. So that's definitely something you should check, because he's also got other things, other articles that will definitely help you out if you need like a good foundation to start with. And then outside of that, I've got like, I don't know, 2 or 3 video vaults full of like bread and butters and tricks from a lot of people in the community, both here in our community, in like the United States, and then we've got people in Europe, and then some from Japan and that type of thing. So all over the world. So definitely check those out. And lastly, in the news, I'm going to hand this over to Mizuki, so he can do his little infomercial.
Hey guys. First thing that I want to talk about is, I'm running 2 types of donations at the moment. The first donation is to buy each of our broadcast casters some new equipment. Basically, you know, a good mic, maybe a good headset, maybe get Chibi a mixer so I can do the soundboard stuff, and various other things. And the second thing that I'm running a donation for is for myself, a shameless plug. But I want to get to final round, because I'm actually taking this game as serious as you can, you know, playing the same four people in that play. But, you know, they're good people, at least. The URL for the donations is mizuki@teamspooky.com. And if you want to donate for the equipment, please state in the comments that it's for equipment. And if you want to donate for me to get the final round, please state that I, you know, it's for final round. And if I do make it the final round, I do plan on doing some sort of a live show there. If not live, a recorded show. And I'll just go around kind of doing, like, you know how you have random websites that... Sorry, my phone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was that Cartman?
No, that was StarCraft 2.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Anyways, yeah, so if I make it to final round, do a live show. I had the equipment for it recently. I purchased some stuff at a surplus store of all places, you know, really cheap. And if I can't do it live, I'll do recorded, and I'll do it in the style of, like, you know, different press sites, go to, like, different events and stuff. I kind of want to do it like that, where just go around interviewing the random multiplayers and stuff like that. And on top of that, I would also like to run some brackets for final round multi, just so it doesn't seem like, you know, I'm freeloading off everyone's money. I want to at least give back to the community in some sort of way, other than doing breadcast. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. Is there anything else? I think Chibi and Fox might also need donations, too. I'll post that up on the thread. The donation thread for breadcast is in the breadcast forum, and the donations for me and possibly the other members is in the auditorium section. So yeah, I'd greatly appreciate it if you can donate. If there is any leftover donations, or if I just can't make it, I will refund it unless you guys want it to go for the equipment. All right. And yeah, we really need you. We need to get you a soundboard. That would be awesome.
Yes, it
would. But I'll let the rest of the show go for you guys. And thanks.
We'll get you more information on donations and that type of thing. But right now, it's basically Mizuki trying to get the final round and better equipment, so we don't have that fuzziness in the background, Mr. Mikado Fox.
This mic is cheap. Whatever. People can have allergies.
You're cheap. Damn.
I'm pretty cheap, yeah.
Yes, you are. So this week's show, we're going to be tackling the questions we got on the forums. And we went through the majority of them and put them together. And actually, we might answer some of the stuff in the stream if the questions...
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. You might be one of the very few lucky ones. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to just start off with the first question that we picked out from Sogos. And he basically wants us to talk about who we feel is strong or weak in terms of a tier list. This kind of question at this point is more or less like, I mean, the game has been out for a while now, and we're pretty much just playing catch up with the Japanese. But I think in terms of characters who are strong, for us, and us being like everybody who hasn't had the game, it would definitely be, I think Ephahime is definitely up there. I think various versions of PCL should definitely be up there. I think all versions of Sion are really, really good, if I'm not mistaken. I don't really know. I mean, at this point, it's really hard to see who's, like, really, really, really good up there, but, like, I...
Who's really good?
Who, I don't know who is really...
No, I'm saying that to say it.
Okay. Do we really have a definitive tier list at this point where it's just like, okay, these characters are, like, totally way better than anything else?
Do you want speculation, or you just want, like...
We're only going by speculation at this point, because we could, like, X-copy whatever Japan has had going for a while.
I'm already doing that.
Okay.
All right. In no particular order, it's Siroa, I want to say C Kohaku again.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe All Forms Nero. Not H. Maybe not H, because I haven't seen a lot of H. there was another character. Obviously, Hime.
Yeah. I said Hime.
No, I'm going to say All Forms of Hime are really strong.
Okay.
And there's PCL. She's also strong. All the forms of her are strong, too. And...
Akiha? No? Not really.
Yeah, she's still strong. Yeah.
Okay.
She's still, like, up there.
Yeah.
No bias. And Seifuku, she's also up there. Like, that's top almost 10. I think that's 10 characters.
That's retarded.
That's like top 10.
Top 10, like... Is there even, like, an S-plus rank in this game? I don't know.
There was in 1.05. Sekohaku.
Yeah. And I think... all the PCLs are...
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
All really good.
Ryogi got knocked down.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because get-up speed... Not everybody uses F, because F is really easy to use, but they don't use F. Not a lot of good characters other than Leo use F. Sorry about my voice. God, allergies.
She's normal now.
Sorta. She's still good, though.
She's still really good, but she's like, you can... Ryogi players still have to, like, do normal things, like not constantly jump around with jumping, because you can actually get counter hit out of it now and stuff.
And that shit will hurt.
Right. So, I mean, from top 10 being the top tier, I mean, I think the game is entirely like 3 tiers anyway. I'm not sure. Even the joke characters are freaking... I'm actually legit scared of like Neko Arc. Neko Arc.
Neko Arc, yeah.
Yeah, Neko.
She's got, like...
She has an overhead. There's no way in hell you'd be able to see, and, like,
because actual... Because it looks like stubby limbs.
I know, in pussy card setups. Oh, man. Still joke characters, I guess, but they just look a lot more viable, but I think that's more or less the case with everybody in this game now. Everybody's hit is more or less a killer. So... God, I'm just bringing up, like, fears.
I'm scared of this character.
I'm scared of everybody. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's more or less the tops for now. I don't think that's really going to change in the future, but, I mean, the way this game is, it's not really a problem so much that the top is what it is, but that was Soka's question. The next question we have is from Spud. Fantastic username. What players do we guys watch for inspiration?
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, dun dun dun. Unfortunately, I would love to actually list players for characters that I'm playing now, but I'm in the process, because for those of you who don't give a for those of you who give a shit, aka nobody, I stopped playing Hisui altogether, and I switched to two other characters, so I actually have to make that transition to watching videos of other people playing them and seeing what I can pick up. But so I don't have them yet, but really for Hisui, you couldn't go wrong with watching Mr. Please actually back playing, because I think he stopped at one point.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he stopped. Aware is still playing. There's actually a crop of new Hisui players that are popping up here or there. Got
10.
Yeah, 10 is still a crazy bastard. I know I'm forgetting something, really. Some Hisui player, Mr. P, and there was another one. But those are the ones I looked up to for inspiration on how to be a crazy Hisui player. Yeah, just do stuff. Just do it. Just do whatever. Just, like, it'll work. Throw tables and shit. Did you have anybody for Full Moon Akeha? Or...
There's obviously Gowon. There's Okaji. Bin, B-I-N. No, that's not right. No, not that. He plays Koma. Who's the other person? Okaji, Gowon, and Bonta. Yeah, there we go. Those are like the top three. And then for FECON is like only Inoshi. That's the only one I know of. Sorry. These allergies suck a lot.
Snap out of it.
What did you drop?
Nothing. That was my slapping sound. Damn it.
I don't think there's anyone else. No.
No, not really. If you guys, the people listening or on the stream have players I can look for, I even list the characters I was playing. I'm playing Full Moon Race and Full Moon Lark right now, Red Arcade. If you've got players for those, I would love to see them. Even though they're more or less, those two characters are kind of like bare bones type of characters, but yeah, I'll take what I can get. Another question from Spud. Do we think current code only being distributed as a pretty expensive compilation with the Blu-ray anime season being potentially very bad for current code sales growth of the community, aka getting new players into the scene, seeing as nobody cares about Blu-ray? Yes.
Continue?
That's it. Yes, it's bad.
Okay.
I mean... I still question it. I can't understand why they decided to. I mean, did Tight Moon come back and say like, okay, you know what, you guys have been making money off our franchise for 10 years. Now you have to get us something. Like, is it there's some like mafioso connection going on here? Like,
you mean Yakuza?
Yakuza, yes, the Yakuza. It's like you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
No, I cut your back off.
I carved like the Type Moon mascot.
I just want to say it's because it's probably because it's Type Moon. Everyone loves Type Moon. Mm. It's part of the anime, and it's probably part of the ongoing LOL. There is no Tsukihime anime. That's what I want to say.
Is that an American joke though? Did the Japanese really hate the Tsukihime anime?
I have no clue.
I would love to know that, because I know that's something that a lot of us hate.
Oh my god, this shit's so bad.
I didn't think it was horrible, but I...
That shit was poor.
Okay, it was poor. The music was really good. Really?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess maybe they're just hinting at something with people buying Carnival Phantasm?
No, they're just trying to, like, put everyone's favorite multiplayer characters in an anime that exists for once.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. Because isn't that how they're selling the anime anyway? That is how they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess it's more or less the two go hand in hand. So
it's like, if you like the anime, you might as well buy the fighting game that comes with it, you know? Right. Two for one. But, like, most of us don't care about that. Although I don't know, I can't account for me as being most of us.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to watch the show and it's funny, but I mean, the way Japan's anime market works
nowadays, anyway.
Yeah, they're very heavily focused on Blu-ray and DVD sales, so that type of thing is ridiculously important. So, I mean, I guess that's just how it is from business. But to answer the question, I personally see it hurting the community here, at least. Here being outside of Japan. But for Japan, hell, if that thing, if it's working, then keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, keep doing. More power to you. The more or less, well, not really the last question, but Link 6616. Did he put the one between the six so his name wasn't like devil worshipping or something? I'm kind of. It's a kind of curious number to put in there. Let's not question it.
Yeah, you're questioning it, not me.
I'm questioning it. Okay,
there you go.
I will stop questioning it.
That's right.
Link 6616 is asking for help with Nero and how to deal with him, and this is actually someone else in the thread. A number of people in the IRC chat room having trouble with this character. And really, this is nothing new for
everybody.
Everyone else who has been playing the game, that Nero tends to be the scrub killer, for the lack of a better word. If you have a decent knowing of how to work that character, and you're just getting in, and you're playing against somebody who's just getting into Melty Blood, like, the character is just pure, like, hatred and rage, like, so.
Oh, why can he do all this stuff? Oh, I can't move.
Birds are stupid. Five's stupid. Why is this a giant? Oh, he just shit out an alligator at me. Whatever. This is dumb, etc., etc. What do you do against Nero? Block. And block some more. And then learn how to block some more. Really, if Nero gets his momentum, you kind of just have to let him do his thing until you see an opening. And that's just how Nero is. If your character is rushdown based, obviously get the start on him before he can start setting up all his crows and his traps and everything. If you're a zoner, congratulations. Nero hates the shit out of you. Even though he's a zoner himself, there are a number of characters in Melty Blood that, in current code, that zone much better and much faster than him.
Yep.
And they can pretty much make him a sad panda. A sad evil panda.
Evil panda.
Yes. So.
Examples being CL, yeah. Mech.
Oh, God.
Miyoko.
Yeah. I'd like to think Fhime now, but that's a question I don't know yet, really. I don't, because she's not a zoner in the traditional sense.
No.
But
I don't think she's a zoner at all.
I don't really think she's a zoner either, but her normals are probably a nightmare for him. And flight cancel is just like, how do I get near this bitch? Like,
like, oh, I'm going to dash onto her. Oops, I got hit by jump C.
Yeah. Derp. So, that's what I think. Do you have anything to add for people trying to understand how the hell to play against Nero?
Let me see. If to be broad, if you're in the corner, it's not really that broad, but if you're in a corner and he's doing things like 2A, 2B, summon A deer, just block the A deer and dash forward and then immediately hold back so you can see what he does. If he just sits there and block, I would say, you know, just, like, run away. But if he starts doing things like instant jump C after he throws out A deer, you know, you could just, like, wait for him to do it again, then just dash out of the corner again and just go back to spacing.
Mm. Go ahead.
No, you go.
If you're playing, it's just to piss off somebody who is playing Nero, and the two of them, and the two of you guys are new, just pick Seal. Pick CC Hill and Hero. Hiro him. X-Hiro him with anytime he decides to breathe.
Or throw out regular knives. Regular knives.
So, it depends on whether or not you just want to, if the character's just annoying the hell out of you, just want to retaliate, or it's a serious matchup you want to learn. But that's more or less what we've got for Nero tactics.
Yep.
And really, now that I think about it, the only person I can even think of who plays that character currently is generic Joe. Superhero.
Yeah.
Vollmer used to be a somebody who plays the game.
I never played Vollmer.
I played Vollmer. He was pretty good. And he's in the IRC chat room, if I'm not mistaken. Hell, I will look right the hell now.
Watch this show, motherfucker.
No, Vilma's not there, but I've seen him on IRC, and I have seen him for a while, but he's one of the only Neros, generic superheroes, the only Nero I can think of, but
yep.
If there are other ones out there...
Please let us know.
Yes, make yourself known.
Stop being a scrub.
Yes, start beating up scrubs.
Something like that, I don't know.
Speaking of which, there was a general consensus. Wow, I'm just me chibi knees don't speak English language good.
Me need to extend the thesaurus.
Many people ask me new player for Melty, what me do to get better for Melty? Me chibi tell you now, ho ho.
Roll face on stick, get results. They're good.
If you lose, throw stick at player. Then
see how good they block then.
See how good they block stick and face. Ha ha. Oh. Gar. So yeah, there's a lot of new players coming in, and a number of people asking, I'm new, or I have friends who are new to this game. What in the shit do I do to get decent, acceptable, you know, starting level in this game? And while we did entertain the thought of making an entire episode on helping new players, we decided against it. So we're just going to list a few things that I think you should... We think you should know or keep in mind. And then we're going to tell you some stuff at the end you should definitely keep note of. Okay.
There you go.
Number one, Melty Blood is a game heavily, heavily focused on momentum. Once you get that train going, like, it's hard to make it stop on either side. But the thing is that you cannot keep up your momentum forever. There is no such thing as an eternal block string. Or, you know, a infinity rushdown. Like, so, there is always a way out of a block string and there's always a way out of rushdown. But if you've got a block string going or you've got an offense going, in the beginning, you're pretty much going to probably run into a lot of people counter poking. You know, like, okay, he's coming in for more. I'm going to hit 2B. I got hit. Or it might become predictable, but that's something you have to take in mind. When you understand how your momentum works and how to recognize how to control it, things start getting a little better. Two, and this is something I might get hit for. People might argue against, but I, at this point, after playing the game for so long, this is what I believe. Everything and nothing is valid on wake up.
Yes. I'd say that's true.
Okay. Everything being... When I started this game out, like, 6 years ago, I was playing people like... I have the... great pleasure of playing people like Czar and Spooky as training partners, and Lord Almighty did I ever wake up and mash 2A against both of them. And it pissed. There was a tournament I held in New Jersey where both of them came, and I actually beat Spooky because that's all I did for every time he knocked me down. I'm like, am I knocked down? Wake up 2A. And it just like it just totally like made him like freak out.
Oh man.
And he lost, and then Czar was like mad pissed, and he was just like, oh my god, I can't believe this schmuck is getting by with 2A. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
What the fuck I'm doing?
Just pressing 2A. This is like first version PlayStation 2. And after that tournament, I'm like, okay, wake up to a is bad. Let me stop doing that. And you can tell from the way I play now that I block way more.
A lot more.
Way more. But I realized, you know what? Blocking on wake up is good, but so is wake up.
Buttons.
Yeah, so is wake up to A. It's just having to realize when the situation calls for it. And it's hard. Like, I think there's a point, things kind of reset. This is like this crazy cycle I came up with where when you start the game off, you're going to be mashing buttons at every given opportunity. That's a given, and that's fine. You're gonna go through the motions and figure stuff out. And then once you start playing good people who are willing to help you, or the community starts helping you, you'll stop mashing buttons. You'll start blocking more. You start realizing where stuff starts and ends and that type of thing. So you become a bit calmer in your approach. Then if you escalate past that onto the next level, you become one of the good people who would help other people into the game. Like, oh, you know, don't wake up too late so much. You'll get punished for it, or try blocking more, etc., and so on and so forth. And you're pretty much, for some people, that's a plateau, aka myself. So you're at that crossroads where, like, okay, I know at what points I can wake up mesh, and I know at some points where I can just block and it'll be the best result. And then there's the top part, aka the top layer, aka for top players, where you do whatever the hell you want.
I agree. Yeah.
And things effectively reset. You know you can wake up, you blocking. You know you can wake up 2A, but when you're a top player and you're sitting there in top 8 or grand finals, and there's, for us, a couple hundred dollars on the line, wowie zowie, you're going to wake up whatever the fuck you want to make sure that it works. And if the other guy doesn't do anything about it, well, hell, it's working, and you'll keep doing it so long as it's working. And I know that sounds kind of stupid, but that's kind of how it is. But it's just like this. I don't know. I think once you reach that point, you get controlled chaos, for the lack of a better.
Yeah, because you'll see shit that's like, okay, I know these guys are good, so let's see what's gonna happen. Yeah. I'm trying to remember an instance that was kind of random.
LK versus Tonberian. In, I think it was last year.
Oh, last NEC, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely the most trollerific match I've ever in a while. Like, I was just, I think at one point, like, LK did, like, wake up, like, air EX something. And it was just like, what the hell are you thinking? And, like, Tonberry got hit in it with the face. Right in the face. And it was just, like, hilarious. And it was totally, like, two friends.
Didn't Tom Berry do, like, wake up 2-2-2-2-A? I was like, okay.
Yes.
Just did wake up 2-2-A. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Blanco Hawk, Sequel Hawko. Oh, man. So that's how it tends to be. But that's just my personal theory and whatnot. In terms of everything and nothing is valid on wake up. Realistically, when you're starting out, stop mashing. Don't do it. Don't. I don't think you should be doing it. Like, you should be mashing one quarter of the time.
I don't know.
That's just me. And I mean, half the time. I can't say half the time, because in the other half of the time, you're getting punished for it.
Yes, it's true. People are trying to bait your mash.
Right.
People nowadays are trying to bait your mash, but even then, it's still like, oh, you know, it worked. I'm going to do it again.
Especially now, because I think CC has a much better focus on a grind game than previous versions, which I love.
Yeah, because if you're in the air, it's like, if you're not doing something that gives you more mobility, if you're falling just straight down on your opponent, they could do like something that trades with your attack, and then it's like, oops, I'm in the air, I lose now.
Yeah, or they're like just with certain characters, where you're literally like teetering back and forth, like CVS2 style. which I'm horrendously in love with for some reason, because I've never had that in Melty Button. Usually most of the game takes place in the air, but yes, that was number two. Number three, pick a character you like based on whatever freaking reasons you want to play that character. Like, I want to play Hime because she's got giant breasts. Awesome. Go for it.
Yes.
Play her. But do that only if this game is like brand spanking new territory for you. Like, if you haven't really touched a fighting game before, do whatever the hell you want. If you came from the non-existent Tsukihime fan base and you want to play this game, awesome. If you're coming from Carnival Phantasm and you think Hisuya screaming at the gamepad is funny shit and you want to play her, go for it. Play her. Don't worry about it. Play whoever the hell you want. It really doesn't matter, because I don't really think anybody in this game entirely sucks that you're going to be asked out. You'll have difficult matchups based on who you're picking.
Yes.
But you're not going to be left out in the cold, really. Oh, continuing that, if you are not new to this game and you have played other fighting games before, regardless of what it is, Street Fighter, if you like part of the new crop, Street Fighter 4 and Ultima Marvel, or if you go back even further from Guilty Gear and CVS 2 and I don't know, whatever the hell came before Street Fighter 4, there's a lot. Seriously.
There's a lot.
It might be a good idea to pick a character that goes along with the kind of playstyle you have in other games. If you find that you're playing a lot of zoning characters, if you're playing Guile in every Street Fighter game and you want to play some character like that, we have zoners in this game that'll probably work for you. If you find you're playing characters who you love to rush down with, like you're totally an MSP player character in Marvel 2, we have characters that'll go with that too. So if you've played other fighting games before, try and find out, scoop around like the wiki, that type of thing, for characters that are just like, well, this is who I play in this game, who would you suggest in this one? So that's, I think, the better idea for that situation. And really, if you're just looking for characters that are good to start with, F Akiha, I would like to think F Roa, and all versions of Sion,
except I'd say
Sion. I was gonna say Sion and Tatari, B Sion, whatever.
Not all versions. Like, take away C Sion. And C-Sion and
CV-Sion
and and FV-Sion.
Okay.
So C-Sion and FV-Sion, take those characters out and you know, there you go.
Okay. Maybe, I think the either Shiki is a good...
Oh, yes.
So... I guess you could consider them the Ryu and the Kens of the games. Kind of. They don't. Neither of them have a fireball, but they've got their DPs and they've got their footsie games, so those are good characters to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the other most important thing to consider about this game is that there are three moons based on how you want to play. If you came from a Street Fighter type of game, then you should probably go with Full Moon, because Full Moon is heavily based on pokes and the frame advantage on pokes.
And, yes.
You know, controlling, I wouldn't say controlling space, but it's just like you use that a lot more and you don't get access to reverse speeds and
the stuff that's new and confusing.
Yeah. If you kind of want to shut your brain down and not worry about stuff so much, and you just want to rush that shit down, Half Moon is probably the way to go. The meter management isn't as important because you really don't get a lot of it. You get auto counters with shields, and then you get auto bursts with Once you hit max, and you get 6A A combos that make your combos in your block 6A strings.
Yes.
Make your combos in your block strings all that much better. So, and lastly, if you're looking to just get smartsy and artsy, you can go with Crescent, which is the more advanced of either ones. And if you played Melty before, advanced. Oh my god. X again. Advanced index actress again. What should we say? Me, no.
We still need dictionary thesaurus. Those books found at Barnes and Nobles.
Chibi need more vodka now. If you played Melty before, actress again, you might want to check out Crescent. And if you want the more complex characters of the game, you definitely want to try Crescent Moon, because meter management is important. You get the regular shields, the EX shields, you get the reverse beats.
Remember, H also has reverse beats too.
All right. Half Moon also has reverse beats. Half and Crescent have reverse beats. Full does not. So those are the three ones you want to consider. And really, that's all we're going to lay down for new people getting into the game. But I want to mention things that you can check out to help your game out. One, we had Kirby made a bunch of tutorials for right before we got into EVO last year. Or 2010, god damn it. That go over the utterly basics of the game, movements, and buttons, and like air dashing and that type of thing.
There's how moons work.
Yeah, how the moons work and so on. There's two video tutorials for that. Two, Roku Nanya has his weekly streams where he's been helping people start off with the game, things to like start doing from like day one and that type of thing. I think this is his third week going on, so that's definitely should check. Since that's like, if you've got questions, you can ask him right there, like, oh, what do you think I should do with this character when I start off with type of thing. And three, we've got Bell's articles. He's written three of them so far, and they're centered around helping new people get into the game, and the last one being the combo theory one, and then how to work with full moon meter management, and there was a second one, overcommitment, which was basically like what I mentioned earlier about knowing when to stop your rush down and when to start blocking and that type of thing. So we'll link all those three things in the thread for the episode, and I'll put it on the front page. Outside of that, is there anybody in the stream that has any questions they might want us to answer that don't involve male genitalia?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sorry. I'm not sure why I keep going back to that. I think Corin might have had something. I'm not entirely sure, but Corin did have something from what I was looking at. But matchups you should look into for this new version. What with people changing. So, like, if current code is something you're getting into and you want to know, do we think there's certain matchups you should, like, look into because of bandwagoning or that type of thing? For sure. Okay, here is. Welcome back, Corin. What are the key new matchups you think people returning from console should learn? Hime, off the bat.
And Powered Seal. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Hime, more so than Powered Seal, I think.
Because a lot of people will be playing Hime.
Yeah, a lot of people are playing Hime. Lord Knight is playing Hime, and I think he's kind of disgusting with that character right now. I know there'll be other people playing Powered Seal. Off the bat, those two characters are the ones you want to, you know, look into, think how they work. Still Kohaku.
Yes.
More so C than H, I think.
Because, like, I barely see any H in Japanese vids.
Okay. If he manages to get the hell out of Mexico. And I am, if I'm not mistaken, Corrin plays him too. See Roa?
Yeah, you need to learn.
I say that because Ciro is just pretty... He's a huge...
No one's going to learn him. That's the problem. No one's going to learn him properly.
Just in case. Learn him just in case.
Learn the like very basics and stuff.
Yeah. So when Kusanagi comes up here to take our American money, we won't let that happen.
Not again, anyway.
Not again. God damn you. Outside of that, really, I mean, I think all the Scions... But yeah. Then she's kind of always been...
She's always been there.
Yeah, she's always been there. All the...
Oh, Ark. Arkwood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she got a little... You know, I mean, really, we could just start listing off all the characters. Be like, oh, here's the ones that you should worry about. And then at the end, we find, like, we listed, like, 15 characters out of, like... Whatever. Ark, for sure. I'm trying to think of, like, who... We have in the community, people might have to look out for, but off the top of our heads, Hime, Powered Seal, just in case, Siroa, I think Ark for sure.
Yeah.
I think more people might be playing Ryogi, which is funny because...
There's only like two or three people who played her before.
Yeah. Guess she's just getting more attention now. That's definitely a character you might have to want to learn if you didn't play her on the PS2. She might be annoying to you in this version. And really, that's all I can think of, unless you have any...
No, I don't have anything right now. I mean, we have to figure out... We actually want to start figuring out what to do for next shows well ahead of time. So, like, that's why we put up the question thread, so you guys can be like, oh, hey, you think you can do something about this or something about this? And we could be like, yeah, sure, that's why we ask you guys. Because apparently, what was it? We get a lot of people listen to this, but I don't see any numbers. Like, unless I see, like, 1,000 people listen to this in, like, 2 days, then I'm not going to be like, oh, wow, those are good numbers, Bill. Yeah, I need to see the numbers for the rest of these, Bill.
Who's Bill?
I don't know who Bill is.
Damn it, Bill. One of those reports on my desk yesterday.
But today's 2 days from yesterday.
Stop fucking with time, Bill.
But, yeah, like, that's what that's there for. The thread questions, and like giving general feedback also helps, because people are still like, oh, you guys sound tired, and we're like, like right now it's like 11:30, which is whatever. We're always going to be doing this late. I don't think we're ever going to get over that hurdle. It's always going to be late, but it depends on what we've been doing like before the day. Like right now, unless you can't already tell, I have fucking allergies. Shibi's always falling asleep and shit.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, still looking for thesaurus and dictionary. Barnes & Noble didn't have them. They're out of stock. They say go online with website.
Me hate Barnes & Noble.
Amazon better.
Amazon better. I hope some people here thought this week's podcast was ultra ganky. Okay, sorry.
That's a huge aside. Huge aside.
Gigantic.
But, yeah. I want to say that we wanted to do this every week, but then I came to the realization that, like, that means you need a lot of content every week.
Right.
Like, granted, there's only 52 weeks in a year, and things happen sometimes, so, you know, instead of 52 episodes, you get, like, let's say, in a good year.
40.
Yeah, let's say 40. So that's, like, 12 weeks where... there might be like a long hiatus where like we're sick, our computer's broke.
We turned to emo.
I hope not. We went into anime caves.
Oh man, or Minecraft caves.
Something like that. So like, I went through it in my head. I'm like, maybe we should do a show every 2 weeks. But if we find a lot of material, then maybe we could do it every week. Like, we can switch it up and just let you guys know, hey, we're doing a show. Hey, we're not doing a show. This is when the next time we're doing a show.
Yeah.
So forth.
At this point, like, the game, I mean, how many weeks old is the game? Is it even a month old yet? Almost.
Not yet.
It's closing into being a month old.
Yep.
We haven't had anything for this game yet. We haven't had, like, a real big tournament for this game yet.
Come back to us in March.
Come back to us, like, once we start getting, like, once Winter Brawl happens next month, and once tournaments start happening, like, all over the U.S. and wherever the hell else, like, then we'll start getting, like, people to interview, like, oh, you won Winter Brawl, you know, or you won this tournament in Europe, or you're trying to get the game big in Europe, etc., and so on and so forth. Like, then we could start getting, like, more content worth putting on here. But we realized we didn't want to put up a show every week where we was just going to be like, we'll interview somebody else. At this point, the only people we'd interview are the people we've already had on the show.
And we don't want that to get stale neither.
Right. We don't want that to be like, you know, oh, what do you play actress again? Who do you like? What do you play? Who are you playing now? What do you think of the game? You know,
rinse and repeat.
And so on and so forth. We don't want to go there yet. We want to keep some variety going. And honestly, I think it'll be more organic if we don't force it every week. If we get the
material.
Blessings for material for every week. That'll be,
yeah.
That's cool. Right now we don't have that because I don't think we're spending every week doing an episode on how many video vaults I put up on the page or that type of thing. But I think that stuff is going to come with time. Let it come with time.
Yep.
Outside of that, if you guys are listening, whoever the hell is listening, if you people on SRK hating on the comments sectioning are listening. Let us know. Go ahead and throw whatever questions you want at us. Seriously, tell us if we suck or not. That type of thing. We're listening. Period. So we could definitely do another question and answer thread. If you guys have suggestions for another type of show, we're totally listening. So really, that's all I can. That's all we've got at this point.
I believe so.
I have, like, the next two shows planned out, but I don't know if I want to do a show next week or if I'm going to plan it for the week after that. We will see.
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know because there is a tournament next week at Next Level.
There is?
Yeah. The Dying Doe's.
Oh, my God. I have no idea how that's going to work.
I don't know how it's going to work either because the people I know that do have laptops don't want to show up with them.
They don't want to bring them. It's not like Next Level has like spare laptops that can run Melty. Ugh, this is going to be a disaster.
This is going to be like, oh my God, this is like some 2006 shit where like myself, Czar, Spooky, Kuma, and Duckman, shout outs to Duckman. Is he in jail now? I don't know.
Oh, no. Positive.
Literally looking around Spooky's tower around most of New York City just to hold the 8-man tournament from LT.
You guys were mad dedicated, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's when you were the only anime game.
Hell yeah.
But we should probably try to get Spooky on the show just for old time's sake.
Be like, hey, Spooky, how's it going? Be like, who the fuck are you? I'm so sorry, man. I'm sorry.
He'll be like, oh shit, I haven't talked to you guys in forever. Yeah. He'll say that shit.
Spooky and Czar are my fucking favoriteest people in the community. So I'd like to get. We've already had Czar on the show, but don't be surprised if I get the two of them on the show or something like that. Because I'm selfish. But all right, that's it. Question us, comment, complaints.
Thread, get into the thread, ask questions. Done.
Let us know. And the more of that we get, the better we can. The third says, fuck Melty Blood. No, sir, fuck you. And with that, I think we'll end the show. Thank you for listening. Good night, and keep mashing.
Anime.
Anime.